Good evening, everyone. It's about 9:30 on Audio Mo Day 4. This isn't actually what I planned to do. I started to do another one today, but it went a bit wrong because I thought I was recording when I wasn't, so I couldn't be bothered to do all that bit again. I couldn't really do it again, so I'll try and do that idea another day. I'm sitting outside on my swinging seat with the last of the birds twittering away. I guess it's twilight now. Dusk, whatever you like to call it. And it's been a really nice day. Temperatures, I'd say, in the low to mid-20s. A bit of a breeze. And it's a bit cool now. But it smells... I think it smells like it's going to rain. And they have forecast some heavy thunderstorms from about 2 a.m. and that some humid air is going to be drawn, and it's meant to be very humid overnight and tomorrow. It certainly isn't humid at the moment. I've had a pretty quiet day. I've finished the second of the Outlander books and I've started on the third now. Still enjoying those. They're very long and they... I don't know, I just... when I'm either all or nothing with books. I go months without reading anything, or once I start reading, I can't stop. I've always been that way. I'm listening to them on Audible. Obi wasn't at work today because... well, not, he didn't take a day off. He wasn't needed, but he's got a 12-hour shift tomorrow. From 6:30 till 6:30, 6:30 a.m. till 6:30 p.m. And then I think he's off at the weekend, or so far anyway. So that'll be nice. Connor's home from girlfriend and work, and Ronan's here. Ronan's going away next week with his dad and stepmum. They're going to one of the Greek islands. There's nothing much to report, really. I just made dinner. Well, not just, but, you know, this evening. And I didn't feel... I was going to make lasagna, and I thought, I don't really feel like doing all that, so we'll probably have that tomorrow instead. But we just had fish in breadcrumbs, which I didn't make myself. It was frozen, courtesy of Tesco, I think. New potatoes, sweet corn, and a little bit of salad, just spring onions, tomatoes on the vine, and radishes. But it was quite nice. It wasn't too heavy. In the warm weather, you don't want anything. I think lasagna's a bit... well, yeah, it's nice, but... a bit heavy, really. And that's about it. I don't know if this is going to pick up the birds very well, because they're quite far away. Two of my cats are still on the loose somewhere, and that's Chief Wakabubu and Candice. They haven't come in for their supper yet. The other two are in. The sworn enemies. I like going for a walk this time of night, actually. It would be a lovely evening to do that if Obi hadn't got to be up so early. He has to get up at 4. Is that a cat? Did I hear a cat then? I don't think so. Dogs are both inside. Anyway, I'm quite excited at the prospect that we might get a nice good thunderstorm or two overnight and tomorrow. There's a severe weather warning in place for heavy rain and thunderstorms, so I'm really looking forward to that. I've always loved thunderstorms. When I was a child, I was scared, but I was more in awe than terrified, and I still am. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. I shall be so disappointed if they don't come. certainly very quiet at the moment. There was a breeze earlier, but it's dropped, really. I'll keep checking. I haven't got a digital radio because the signal is bad here. We can get a lot of the stations on through our cable network. I did have a digital radio, which I bought after the fire, but because I left one of my radios at my mum's, but I ended up swapping it back because she can get a better signal than we can here. But it's ridiculous, really, because we're so close to London and it's so hit and miss. It depends where you are in the house as to whether you can get a signal. Upstairs is really non-existent, and that's where I wanted it. So I've got an old FM AM radio, so I'll be putting it on the older AM and long wave or whatever it is to see if I can pick up any electrical... like you get when there's lightning in the air. I shall do that a few times to see if the storm's coming. You don't always get it, but 9 times out of 10 you do. I can't bear to actually permanently listen to the stations because the sound is so bad, but if you do, in the old days when I used to, you hear, and you know, when you can't see, you can hear when there's a lightning flash because it just goes on the radio, and the louder it is, the closer the storm, obviously. I've had a few accidents today, just minor ones. Now, what have I done? Let's think. First of all, I had a drink of sparkling spring water on the table, in my little table in the living room, and I went to get something in the kitchen, and I came back and I just touched the table and it upended the whole lot. Luckily it wasn't a glass, it was a plastic cup. It went all over the floor, so that was a devil to clean up. And then what else happened? Oh, I came out here. This might have happened first. I can't remember. I think it did. And the swinging seat that I'm sitting on, it used to have a canopy on the top, on like a canvas canopy on a an aluminium frame. Now, in the storm, the Christmas before last, in one of the storms, it blew over and the aluminium frame snapped. The front part snapped. So on the top, where the canopy used to be, which we don't have on there anymore, the cylindrical components made a frame, and it, you know, it goes all the way round, but it's not one piece of tubing, obviously. So the bits that come along the sides come about 6 to 8 inches to the front as well. They go around the corner, go along the front, and then another piece of tubing joined them. But that's gone, because that was the thing that got broken. So today I went to bend down to get something, or I don't know, and I hit the side of my eye on one of these bits that's sticking out. I was so lucky that the actual end of it didn't go in my eye. And what else happened? The most recent one was, I think I've said on here before that Pinky and Chantel had a big fight a couple of weeks ago, and now Pinky is reluctant to go back in her room. But I've decided that she's got to go back in there because I don't really want to have to feed her outside in the kitchen or anywhere like that. So she won't go back in anymore. She's totally reluctant since then. So we have to catch her and put her back in. So here I am with a strapless dress on that comes... well, my chest is bare, half of my back is bare, my shoulders are bare. So what I had to do, I had to trick her with her food. I had to show her the plate of food, and she followed me to the kitchen. I like to put it up on the worktop, not where we dish the food up or have any food preparation, but there's a little corner above the dishwasher to the right of the draining board where I have my food waste bin and all my recycling items are stacked there, which are ready to go out, and that's where the radio is. So I put her food up there and she jumped up to start eating it, and I quickly grabbed her and picked her up and I held her against my chest with my left hand, but she knew what I was going to do, and I picked up the dish of food with my right hand and I was trying to put it round my right hand round her, because I couldn't really contain her with one hand. She was struggling. It's a wonder she didn't, with all my bare flesh, it's a wonder I didn't get absolutely scratched to pieces, because she was struggling, but she didn't scratch me at all, thankfully. And as I got to her door, and she was struggling frantically because she didn't want to go back in there, the dish in my right hand, because I wasn't really holding it, I was kind of balancing it on my... I had both hands round her, and but at this stage I kind of balanced the dish against my side, against, I can't really explain it, kind of on my, almost on my shoulder. And just at the last minute when I tried to open the door and she was really struggling, it tipped sideways and half the food slid down my arm. It was the most disgusting sensation. It slid down my arm and went plop on the floor. So anyway, I had to wrestle her into the room. She's all right once she gets in there. She's fine. And I went and by the time I put her up on the shelf where she has her food on the dresser, and by the time I came back out, I had to wash the floor of her, but Tooth Tooth had already eaten what had dropped. But I had to go and get Pinky some more food because there was hardly any left. There was like about a teaspoonful left. So she doesn't want to go back in there, but once she's in there, she's okay. These crows are making a fine old racket. So I think I'll end it there for now, because they're blocking out the beautiful bird song, but still, they've got their right to be here. And I'll let you know if there's a storm coming.